Well, the feast of the baptism of the Lord is a
fitting ultimate feast of Christmastide. Because on the feast of the Nativity, Christ's birth was made known to us. And on the feast of the Epiphany, through the wise men, Christ's birth is made known to all the nations. And today, on the feast of the baptism of the Lord, Jesus begins his saving ministry. He is made known to us as our Savior. And oh, with what majesty and theological grandeur he makes his appearance. He makes his entrance. It begins with the human testimony of John the Baptist, who says, "I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals." Wow. John regards himself as unworthy to perform even a slave's task for Jesus. Because to carry and remove sandals was a menial task reserved for slaves. And John does not even regard himself worthy to do that. And then, the stunning manifestations at the Jordan. The heavens are torn open. The Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus. And the voice from the heavens identifies Jesus as God's beloved Son, whom he is pleased with. Amazing. And in that moment, we hear echoed the words of the prophet, which were originally spoken so many years before, which we heard in our first reading, where God says, "Pay attention, come to me, listen, and you will have life." And so both human and divine testimony are telling us to pay attention. This is no ordinary builder from Galilee. But through all these manifestations, through the human and the divine testimony, God is saying, "Pay attention and come to me." What more gracious invitation could God make? "Listen carefully, and you will have good things to eat and rich food to enjoy," he says of the one who is named the bread of life. And so the august character of the beloved Son of God is established. But what is even more stunning and astonishing is how these manifestations happen. All this did not happen as we might expect when Jesus arrives in a gilded carriage pulled by a team of noble steeds with an entourage following. No, all of this happens when Jesus quietly steps into the river for John's baptism of repentance along with the hoi polloi of all those who were acknowledging their sins. Someone so important, God's beloved Son, divine and sinless, humbles himself to receive a baptism for sinners. Why? To show us that he is right there with us in our miseries and difficulties. And this baptism of water that Jesus submits to prefigures the baptism of blood that he will endure when he is even crucified with sinners. Again, why? To show us that he is with us in the very deepest depths and sufferings that we can go to. And on this occasion, it will be a human, a pagan, a centurion standing at the foot of the cross who will confirm God's testimony at the River Jordan when he says, "Truly this man was the Son of God." And our response is to heed the prophet's call in our first reading and to abandon our wicked ways and evil thoughts, and by being baptized into him, as these girls will be today, to follow his ways and put on his mind his thoughts. Yes, we can call to him, church. That's the good news. He is so near to us in our human condition, and he has shown that. He has made himself easy to be found, the one who is named Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen.